This is Frank Maloney with Jim Hobgood and Michael Tusky, and Bobby Call is in studio as well. We're going to do our Olympic sports report right now, and it's delivered by Michael Tusky.
All right, guys, we'll start off with men's soccer. The number 10 Virginia men's soccer team is now 4-1-1 and 1-0 in the ACC. On Friday evening, the Wahoos defeated number 25 Duke 1-0 in Durham to open up ACC play. Sophomore forward Brian Spann scored the only goal in the game to give the Cavaliers their first victory in Durham since 2001. Last night, the team had a bad night and lost to Liberty 2-0. That's all we'll say about that. Looking ahead, number 19 Charlotte visits Klockner Stadium on Friday at 7 p.m., and in-state foe Radford comes to town next Tuesday at 7 p.m. Moving on to women's soccer, the team is ranked number 7 in the country, and now they're 6-1-1. They played Washington State to a 0-0 scoreless draw on Friday at the Virginia Nike Soccer Classic in Charlottesville. Senior goalkeeper Chantel Jones of Clover Hill High School recorded 2 saves and extended her Virginia career record to 37 shutouts. On Sunday, the team came up short versus Penn State, losing 3-2. The Cavaliers hope to rebound when they open ACC play by hosting number 3 Maryland tomorrow night at 7 p.m., so huge game up at Klockner Stadium. Later this week, they travel to Massachusetts to face number 18 Boston College on Sunday at 1 p.m. Finally, field hockey. They are also ranked number 7 in the nation, and they are now 4-3 after going 2-1 over the past week. They defeated James Madison 3-0 last Wednesday in Harrisonburg. All 3 of the UVA goals were scored in the second half. They then defeated Miami of Ohio 2-1 on Friday in Oxford, Ohio, and fell to Michigan State 3-0 the next day. That also took place in Oxford, Ohio. This weekend, the Hoos travel to Evanston, Illinois to face Cal at 1 p.m. on Saturday and Northwestern at 1 on Sunday. Back to you, Frank.
All right, so looking back at the ACC football from last weekend, we know that Clemson beat Wofford, Stanford visited Durham and crushed poor Duke. Virginia Tech edged East Carolina, you know, just 17-10. It was almost unbelievable that that game was so low scoring. Wake Forest defeated NC State in somewhat of a shocker, 34-27. Florida State played another patsy, 62-10 over Charleston Southern. Georgia Tech beat Middle Tennessee 49-21. And Central Florida opened up a can of you-know-what on Boston College. This coming weekend, huge games. Auburn travels to Clemson down at Death Valley, 12 noon. That's ABC National Broadcast. West Virginia is traveling to Maryland at noon, and that's an ESPNU game. The athletic director for West Virginia issued a memo today asking West Virginia fans not to wear T-shirts with profanity on the T-shirts. Apparently, that has become sort of the norm up there in Morgantown. Sad state of affairs.
That assumes they know the difference.
Apparently. Duke is at Boston College. That's the ACC Network game at 12:30. Kansas is at Georgia Tech, 12:30. Arkansas State is at Virginia Tech.
Big one there.
Where does Virginia Tech find these people? South Alabama at NC State. That's at 6 o'clock on ESPN3. Gardner-Webb is at Wake. Ohio State is at Miami. That's a huge game, 7:30.
You know what they call that?
That's the Battle of the Cheaters.
The Ineligible Bowl.
That's soon to be, yeah. Oklahoma then plays Florida State at 8 o'clock on ABC. And somewhere wedged into all that mayhem and craziness, UVA plays North Carolina.
Repeat that. Is Florida State, is this the Oklahoma weekend?
Yes, this is Oklahoma at Florida
State.
That's
probably the marquee game of the weekend.
8 o'clock. You know, after the great Virginia,
well,
North Carolina game.
Excuse me, I lost my mind there for a moment.
Well, that's not the first time. Mm-hmm. It's that dementia creeping in. All right.
That game is out in Soonerland, right? Florida State's on the road?
No. This is down in Seminole Territory, Hoss.
Oh, Doe Campbell, baby.
Yeah.
Full house down there.
So they'll have the reservation out there cheering and throwing tomahawks and spears and who knows what else.
Watch that incorrect lingo there.
We're being behaved. We're behaved. We talked about the whatever that nation is. What are they? What's the name of that tribe out there? And Oklala, the Oklala Indians or something?
And next week, we're back on at 6 o'clock, our normal time. The Flying Squirrels season will be over one way or the other next week, so we're on, and it's a two-hour show next week, 6 to 8 p.m.
Very excited to announce that we have former UVA wide receiver defensive back Ahmad Hawkins returning to the show. He's been on our show at least once every year. He is a terrific guest. always has some great insights. We have the VAF's Dirk Katzter visiting with us to give us an update on fundraising and the whole UVA experience and supporting all the scholarship athletes. We have the Sabres' Chris Wright coming back to give us an overview of the football program. And we're looking to also bring Chris Horn of the Sabre back on to give us some updates on football recruiting. And we also have Ortho Virginia's Dr. Gordy Rawls lined up to do the injury report as we get ready for the big Southern Miss game in 2 weeks, which is homecoming, Hubba, and that game will be played at 3:30. Same as this weekend's game, 3:30 at Keenan Stadium, 63,000. Hopefully there'll be some orange and blue inside the baby blue stadium.
We look forward to that, and you all told me earlier, Southern Mississippi is the War Eagles, is that right? Or Golden Eagles?
Golden Eagles.
Golden Eagles, some kind of eagle. Well, hopefully we can keep them from flying week after next. But
Back to Carolina.
Tar Heels this week. Now, Bobby, I asked, of course, you guys played Virginia Tech every year. Carolina was in the conference. Did you look at Carolina or Virginia Tech as the big rival?
Yeah, they both were the big rival. Back then, it was more exciting to beat UNC because they were probably a better team back then. But as far as an in-state rival goes, you always got to beat
Coach
Virginia
at Carolina
Tech.
When you played was who?
At Carolina,
I ask a trick question here. Virginia Tech? Was it Dooley at Virginia
Dooley,
Tech?
Dooley, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I was trying to think Carolina myself. That Dick Crum was not there then, was he? Came after that, I think.
He might have been there.
Dooley and Crumbs, they were all a bunch of them.
Well, Carolina's still special. I mean, you know, I know from a basketball standpoint, obviously it was great to play Carolina, but football, it's still North Carolina. A premier program, premier athletic program from top to bottom.
Well, you know, it's like a very similar university just in North Carolina. I mean, Virginia and UNC are very similar. It's great to beat UNC anytime, any sport, because they are good.
You know, I think it would be a mistake if we didn't mention a few things. First off, this past weekend, Robert Randolph was named once again the National Specialist of the Week. And we can't understate the fact that he's 8 for 8 this year in field goals. He's made all of his point after touchdowns attempts. He has been rock solid, and he's done it with a brand new snapper. Matt Fortin has stepped in and done a great job in place of Danny Aiken. And I see that Danny Aiken latched on to the New England Patriots. Pretty smart kid to get picked up by the Patriots. It's
although
exciting.
The snapper's the first guy that gets hit. The best gig in professional football is that backup quarterback with the baseball hat over there and the clipboard.
Well, the third-string quarterback. You know, he doesn't have to worry about anything, does he?
Don Strock made a career out of that baseball cap and clipboard.
Well, that was in the NFL.
I know.
Well, you know, in those field goals, they weren't all short either. It was a 48-yarder.
Well,
kick ever.
The one before half at William & Mary was what, 50, 48?
We already said that, 48 yards.
48 yards, right.
Running through real quick, since we've got a few minutes, Cavaliers in the NFL, this report just came out. We've got Cedric Pierman is a running back for the Cincinnati Bengals. Houston Texans, of course, quarterback Matt Schaub keeps on keeping on. Good win, 34-7 win over the Colts this past weekend. Eugene Monroe is still playing offensive tackle for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Nate Collins is still playing defensive tackle for the Jaguars. Running back Thomas Jones is still banging out some yardage for the Kansas City Chiefs. On the New England Patriots, I got to see cornerback Razai Dowling was in the game doing wonderful work for the Patriots down there on some goal line defense. A bunch of other players have had some good weekends. Jason Snelling has been playing beautifully for the Falcons, and we're going to hear more about him this season. How about let's preview next week?
Preview. We talked about Ahmad Hawkins, Dirk Katzter, Chris Wright, Chris Horn, 6 to 8 p.m. next week, Wednesday the 21st. We'll be talking at length about the win over Carolina, of course. And we should also just take a moment to thank our sponsors, one of whom is sitting right here, Dr. Bobby Call, Richmond Allergy. And, of course, Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan, and we go on down the list.
Virginia Athletics Foundation, the Sabre.com, the UVA Bookstore.
CapTech Ventures. We talked about Richmond Allergy, CNF Bank, CNF Investment, Kelleher, Zacharias, Ganey, and, of course, the Lemaire Restaurant.
Don't forget Hildreth.
Hotel.
You forgot Hildreth.
Hildreth, indeed.
We're
talk
out.
To you.
Have
talk
a great
to you next week.
Week.
Go Hoos.